Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Exodus 35, John 14, Proverbs 11, and Ephesians 4. And I'm sorry, y'all. If you read through Ephesians and are not stirred up, I don't know if you're okay. Like, you might need to reach out for some special prayer. Because maybe it's just me, but I get so stirred up by so many different things that Paul draws out in Ephesians. There's several things in Ephesians 4 that I wanted to share today, but what God compels me to share is a narrative that we find of a path towards strength and maturity that all of us in the church must journey on. So Paul opens it up, speaking of unity. Firstly, unity of the Spirit, which is ultimately finding its definitive principle in that there is fruit of the Spirit born in believers that should be in sync with one another. We should all be united in love. We should all be united in joy. We should all be united in peace, etc. This one Holy Spirit empowers us to work toward being one as we are compelled throughout Scripture. Then Paul goes on to point us to the four or five basic categories of spiritual gift-based roles within the church that are to build the body up. One quick important note is that these roles of apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherd, and teacher are not to mainly live with their gifts on display, but their purpose is to equip the saints. That's all of us. And that is important because ultimately each of these areas of gifting are places where each believer could and should be strengthened. While not all believers are gifted evangelists, all should evangelize. So those with the gifting should be equipping the saints for the work of evangelism. While not all are gifted with prophecy, all should prophesy to a degree and speak loudly to a blind world of the reality that our prophet king says is just beyond the world's perception. So those with the gift of prophecy should be equipping the saints in that area. Each of these roles is a gift to the church, not for watching and celebrating, but for equipping and building until we all reach the goal. And what is that goal? Yes, it is unity of the Spirit, but also unity of faith, a faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and a unity of knowledge, a knowledge of Jesus, the Son of God. So the goal of our efforts is unity in spirit, faith, and knowledge. And through this unity, it says we are headed toward maturity. A maturity like that of Jesus. And that still is not the end, it seems, because that maturity is so that we may no longer be tossed to and fro by waves and winds of doctrine. So he's referring to how people will constantly try and twist and pervert Scripture, just like the enemy did in the garden. And so this maturity allows us to stand against those cunning storms. The immature, when in those storms with the waves and the winds blowing, apparently have a couple of responses. Either they speak the truth, but devoid of love and compassion, and thus the message is not received and the body is not strengthened. Or they speak with love, but without the truth, and the body is not challenged and thus does not grow. It is the proper application and combination of both that results in growth in every way into the likeness of Jesus. But whose work is this? You can read this and take away, it sounds like it's those official ministers who shepherd, teach, evangelize, etc. But you got to realize, you're part of that group. You are the minister God has ordained for the work of building up the church in the way that He's empowered you. You are a gift to the body. How do I know? Because Paul finishes this section saying that the whole body is joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. So, guess what? Jesus is the point, but you, my brother or sister, are the joint. And when each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So you need me to discover and lean into my gifts so that you can grow. But don't forget, I need you to do the same for me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us not only your spirit, but you've given us a unity within that spirit and a faith to be called to and an increasing knowledge of Jesus. And we pray that as we are unified in that, that we will grow not only in love, but we will grow in the discipline of speaking truth in that love so that we will all be matured, walking in our gifts and growing the body. We love you and we thank you in advance that you give us a heart for not only your spirit, but also for the growth of the body. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that's another episode on Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you can catch every episode. Rate and review because it helps people find the podcast. And sharing does the same as well. And I hope to see you back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.